A new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us from the road on the line right now is a candidate who has filed for the Republican primary August 6th election in Mount Morenci County to run for county clerk as a Republican, Tim Jacobs. The mailman's on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Randy. How's it going?
Good, sir. You done with your route for today?
I am.
Very good. Appreciate you coming on the show. Tim, for those folks listening, give us a little bit of your background about who Tim Jacobs is and why you've decided to run for Mount Morenci County Clerk.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a resident of Mount Morenci County pretty much my entire life. Graduated from Hillman Schools in 2003, met my wife here in Atlanta, and, you know, we got four beautiful kids, a fifth on the way. We had a small business here in Atlanta a couple years ago, Fat Chicks Barbecue and Pizza. Opened that right up after COVID, did that for a while. Have a lot of managerial experience with Walgreens. I ran some Walgreens stores in Sheboygan and Albina. And then we lived in Wisconsin also for a brief stint, where I worked with Walgreens out there. And basically the reason for running just kind of boils down to, you know, like I said in our Facebook group that, you know, after the last election, there was just kind of a sour taste in my mouth personally, you know, not trusting things and how things went down. And I've kind of lived by the motto, you know, you don't have a reason to complain if you can't come up with a solution. And for me, in my family, the solution was, okay, how can we make this change? And that runs through me putting my name on a ballot for public office and getting out there, you know, pounding pavement, knocking on doors, and trying to make the changes that way. So for me, you know, that's my reason for running and trying to restore faith in the election system.
Yep. This is a process, Tim. Did you yourself see or know of anybody tell you stories about what they thought was election fraud that occurred in Mount Morenci, especially back in the November 2020 election or 2022? Was this something you felt? Is this something you heard about? Is this some examples, people telling you this stuff? What caused you to be not comfortable with the way the elections were run in Mount Morenci County?
Well, I think you kind of seen it widespread. You know, it first started with you guys in Antrim and seeing what kind of happened there and votes being flipped. And then obviously you've seen it on the national news too with things happening. Now, I think Mount Morenci in general does a really good job with their elections, but it's not to say that there's not discrepancies. You know, I had friends come to me and say, you know, there's just some stuff that's not right here. Some of it was even with the township level and different things. And I just think we got to be really careful because it's a slippery slope if we start to go down that where we start to lose faith in the elections and
in
things of that nature.
Let me ask you this question. If you – now, give me the lay of the land. The current clerk who is Mount Morenci County Clerk right now, is she running for re-election? Is she on the August 6th primary ballot as well?
She is.
Okay, and are you the only other Republican running against her?
I am.
Okay, so I got a very simple question for you. If you get elected by beating her in the August 6th primary, of course you'll go on to win November. I don't even know if you got a Democrat running against you or not, but I got a very simple question. If you get elected county clerk, you get sworn in, you start serving, basically hit the ground running January 1st, 2025. We're done with the November election. You're sworn in. You go to work. I got a question. Are you willing to look at Mount Morenci's county's qualified voter files and remove dead people who are dead, and you're able to search and find obituaries and confirm that these people are actually not living? If they're still on your qualified voter files, are you willing to remove them?
That's my number one priority, Trevor. I think that's, you know, people ask, do you think the election was stolen? And I don't want to get into that aspect because I don't think it was necessarily stolen. Do I think there were fraudulent things like the registered voter files not being up to date and aspects like that in our county? Absolutely. I mean, we see it often. You know.
Okay. So this is a priority for you, is what you're saying.
100%.
Okay. Next question. People have left the state of Michigan. Our state has been declining for years, for decades. The 2010 census, we were the only state in the country to lose population. They claim that we, you know, kind of held our own in 2020. But I know personally there's people who no longer live in my Antrim County, and perhaps you know people who no longer live in Mount Morenci who used to live there. They're still on the qualified voter files. If you get elected Mount Morenci County Clerk, Tim Jacobs, I'm asking a specific question. Will you also go through the qualified voter files and remove people who no longer live in your Mount Morenci County?
100%. That's right up there with priority 1A, 1B. It just has to be done. We have to clean these things up.
Absolutely. Next question. One of the things that we had problems, we proved 125% of our adult population voted on November 3rd, 2020 in our presidential election, Biden and Trump. How in the heck does 125% of your adult population vote in a presidential election? My question is this. We also know that there was some tampering going on with our voting equipment. Are you willing to, if elected, train your township, city, and village clerks to hand count the ballots at the end of the nine days of early voting, election day, to count the ballots, hand count them on a tally sheet with a Republican and a Democrat and a local clerk standing there watching the whole thing, to do a tally sheet and then match the tally sheet numbers to the tabulator tapes to confirm no hanky-panky went on in that jurisdiction? Are you willing to commit to that?
Oh, 100%. I think that's what has to be done in this situation. We've proven technology can be flawed, and I think we have to go back to doing our due justice and hand-counting ballots and verifying that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing that's going on, there's a huge social media war going on in your county. I've been sent screenshots of all kinds of bald-faced lies that I supposedly have said on this radio show that I told people to run as Democrats. I never said that. That's not true. Are you a real Republican?
I'm a bit of what I like to call myself, a constitutionalist Republican. So I'm all for the Constitution, Randy, and yes, I run under the Republican ticket, and that is what I am. We have a big problem here in Montmorency County with, I like to call them, liberal Republicans, because they know if they run as a Democrat, they can't win, and it's a sad reality, and it's a sad game, and I really wish there was a way to prevent that from happening.
Well, the way it happens is are you saying on this show right now, Tim Jacobs, are you saying that the current clerk of Mount Morenci County is a Democrat, but she runs as a Republican in order to get elected in your county?
I am.
Whoa. Without a doubt, no hesitation, right out of your mouth, you believe the current clerk for Mount Morenci County is a Democrat and runs as a Republican to get elected?
I do. I think there's proof in the pudding that she follows the liberal agendas of Nestle and Benson. In my personal opinion, that's what I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to have you on the show on the record. What I'm going to do, Tim, is I get a podcast every half hour. My engineer has it backed up, memorialized on a server. I will download this podcast. I will turn it into a YouTube video. I will send it to you so that you can put it on social media, so you can blast it out in emails. You can put it on your campaign website if you have one. But the bottom line, you need to raise money. You need people to help you get this election won. Are you in the process? Well, first question from Campaign Finance Law. Have you asked for a waiver because you won't be spending more than $1,000, or do you plan to spend more than $1,000 on this race?
I did file for the waiver, and I just finished up purchasing my second batch of signs. I'm still under the $1,000 threshold, but it's getting close to that. So
very
there might
close.
Be an amendment being filed here. Yep.
Yes, because you may end up going over $1,000 spending, and all you have to do is a campaign finance report. And my wife, Vicki, who's running for Antrim County Clerk on this very same platform you're running on, she can help you fill out the campaign finance report. It's not that difficult.
Perfect.
All right. Well, listen, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show today. And I wanted to get this information out to the good folks over in Mount Morenci County, surrounding communities. People need to know that this is happening, not just in Antrim County, not just in Mount Morenci, but this needs to happen in other counties. This is the reason I believe Darren Darga is running as a Republican against the current Democrat. At least she doesn't lie. She runs as a Democrat. She gets elected as a Democrat. I think that the process needs to be exposed, and we need to get good conservatives, constitutional people elected to be clerks running our elections. I'm sure you would agree.
Well, 100%.
You know, I'm so frustrated.
We need to bring this to light.
We do. We need to bring it to light. We need to get this information out there. And at this point, have you created at least either a Twitter X account or a Facebook page? How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have a Facebook account. It's Tim Jacobs for Mount Morenci County Clerk. We're on there. We have a meet and greet set up in Hillman on Memorial Weekend, so May 25th, from 1 to 3 at the local coffee shop there in town. We'll be back in Hillman June 28th at the Patchwood Plaza, hopefully for a debate with Ms. Nielsen. But yeah, reach out on Facebook, send me your questions, send me your concerns, or just share the heck out of the page. You know, we need to get the exposure, and we need to get
yep.
the name out there.
Yeah, very good. All right, Tim Jacobs, you have my personal endorsement for Mount Morenci County Clerk.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate you coming on the show. I'll send you the podcast. We'll talk after my show.
All right, thank you.
Final hour, or final segment, I should say, today's show. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I appreciate Tim Jacobs coming on the show, running for Mount Morenci County Clerk. Stepping up. Saying, you know what, somebody has got to challenge a Democrat who runs as a Republican in my county. Based on her liberal agenda, based on her social media posts, based on her statements, she's a Democrat clerk in Mount Morenci running as a Republican to get elected. We say no more. We say, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to primary challenge you. We're going to get the information out to the Republicans, and they'll vote for the real constitutional Republican, somebody who will clean up the qualified voter files, get rid of dead people and people who no longer live in Mount Morenci, gone off the qualified voter files. We will hand count ballots at the end of each election night voting, the 9 days of early voting election night. We'll do a tally sheet, a Republican and a Democrat standing in front of a clerk. We will count the ballots. These townships are not that big, people. The August 6th primary in my Torch Lake Township, 200 votes per person when three people ran for supervisor. Trustee, clerks. These ballots can be counted by hand every single night in most of Northern Michigan's townships, cities, and villages. Oh, yeah, the city of Petoskey. Yeah, you got more people than a small little township. I get it. Do your dang job. You're getting paid by the hour. Do your job. Count the ballots, sign it, put your name on it. I counted these ballots. These are my numbers. Republican and a Democrat signed, witnessed by a clerk, compared the tally sheet to the tabulator tape. Everything balances. It did in our Torch Lake Township when Vicky was a poll inspector, poll worker for the 9 days of early voting in the presidential primary on February 27th. She worked all 9 days. 63 ballots in 9 days of early voting at a cost of $15,000 for our township. A complete waste of money. Figure out the cost per vote. Ridiculous. It should have been consolidated at one location, maybe two within our county, west of Torch Lake, east of Torch Lake. These are commonsensical things that clerks must run on, explain to the people, and say, I am absolutely going to restore election integrity and prove to the citizens of our county that our elections, no tampering, no hanky-panky, no machine algorithms messing with our ballots, with our counts, with our tapes, 100% sealed up in a bag, chain of custody, everything done perfectly in my county, in my township, city or village. The biggest question is the qualified voter files and whether these people actually are alive and whether they still live in our county and who are they. Open borders. We've seen the stories. We've seen the news. The bus that got stopped out of Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City with an illegal Mexican bus driver with no license, not licensed to drive a bus in our country, let alone our state, let alone Northern Michigan. ICE was called, detained, and shipped. We're on to you guys. We're not stupid, and we are not conspiracy theorists. We are intelligent beings that look at the facts and the evidence. This is not emotions. This is not how it makes us feel. This is raw evidence that we can see with our own eyes. And for you to call us a conspiracy theorist is offending. We might have a disagreement, and you think we're drinking Kool-Aid, wearing aluminum foil tin hats. Yeah, I get it. But we don't trust it. And when you don't trust the system, what do? You get involved, you get engaged, like Tim Jacobs did. You file for office, and you challenge your Democrat opponent who runs as a Republican. I have a problem with that at a county level. When you guys lie about who you really are in order to get elected, well, let's have a debate, shall we? And let's ask some qualifying questions. The current Mount Morenci County Clerk, have you cleaned up your qualified voter files like Tim Jacobs will do? I doubt it. Do you know whether or not you have dead people on your qualified voter files, people who no longer live in Mount Morenci? I doubt it. People of Mount Morenci, you need to elect a person who will fix it. And that person is, in my opinion, Tim Jacobs. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.